You're listening to BVRN, the Black Vault Radio Network.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Spooks Are Us, a lively and fresh look at the world of the paranormal. The original paranormal variety show. Now being imitated, but never duplicated. Join Spooks Are Us with hosts Scotty and Wayne. Every Monday night from 9 to 11 Eastern on the Para-X Radio Network. Spooks Are Us. Join the madness.
Initiating startup sequence.
This is a production of the Para-X Radio Network.
I got to warn you. You're doomed to stay.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Ready.
Just relax and enjoy the ride.
Step right up and take the paranormal ride of your life into the world of all things spooky. During your ride, please keep all arms, legs, and hands inside of the ride. We are not responsible for lost items. Spooks R Us is on the air, live from Madison, Wisconsin, a production of MRIP Medicine Researchers into the Paranormal. And now, here are your hosts, Scotty and Wayne.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Jimmy with Ghost Chatter and Texas Paranormal Research. Scotty and Wayne are very, very spooky.
This is Ghost Diva Tanya, and I think Scotty and Wayne are spooky.
Hi, I'm Tim Hart. I'm with the Mesa Project. www.mesaproject.com. Scotty and Wayne are spooky.
This is John Kachuba, author of Ghost Hunters, and Scotty and Wayne are spooky.
Hey, I'm some random kid, and I think Scotty and Wayne are spooky.
Well, 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 good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a very special episode of Spooks Are Us. Hey.
Shouldn't you say ladies and germs?
Ladies
up tonight.
Yes, ladies and germs. Hey, take my wife, please. You know, by the way, folks, tonight we're going to have a lot of those. Get ready because we're going to hear a ton. Tonight is Vaudeville Night. Vaudeville Night on the Spooks R Us radio program on para-x.com. If you got a good joke to join with us this evening, please call in at area code 262-ORB-BITT. Once again, the phone number is 262-ORB-BITT to share your jokes on Vaudeville Night.
You know, want to hear them.
We had a great week, a lot of fun. You know, a doctor gave a man 6 months to live, Wayne.
Really?
Yeah, he couldn't pay the bill, so they gave him another 6 months.
Well, do you know how to drive a guy crazy?
No, tell me, how do you drive a guy crazy?
Well, you send him a telegram, and then at the top of the put page two.
Oh, my good. Hey, you know, I take my wife everywhere I go.
Really? That's good of you.
Yeah, but she always finds her way back.
That's okay. I told the doctor once that I broke my leg in two places.
Yeah.
And he told me to quit going to those places.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know, I've been in love with the same woman for 41 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, if my wife finds out, she'll kill me.
All right. All right. Okay. One more, and then we'll do a little talking about our week. Do you know what it means to come home at night to a woman who will give you a little love, a little affection, a little tenderness?
No, I don't. Tell me.
It means you're in the wrong house. That's what it means.
All right, so welcome to Vaudeville Night, everybody, on the Spooks or Us program. Wayne and I got a million jokes tonight. We're going to be doing it all night, so it's going to be a joke night. If everybody doesn't know what vaudeville, I think we should probably explain what vaudeville is.
Well, essentially, it was like the precursor to comedy clubs, and it was very popular before there were movie theaters or moving picture shows.
Yes, moving picture shows, way before
that. And even after, you know, that movies came out. So, but yeah, it was live entertainment, and it was very, very popular, and they had actual circuits and tours.
Yeah, they had a lot of skits. They had singers, they had jugglers, they had comedians, they had, you name it, it was just like...
Houdini,
yeah. It was very, very similar to the Spooks or Us program. That's kind of why we like to play it. So...
Just more characters.
There's our one fan.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Try the veal. Take my wife, please. So tonight, the great thing about tonight is the fact that we have some great skits tonight. Wayne and I have done some wonderful skits this evening. We're going to do them here live on the show for you guys tonight. Actually, some of it's recorded, some of it's live, so we're going to do a lot
but
of
you
skits.
Get to guess which.
Yeah, you get to which ones we're going to do. We did some Abbott Costello for everyone tonight. We did some Marx Brothers. We did some Three Stooges. We got a lot of different vaudevillian type of comedians on tonight. So we got a lot of bits to go. And then we have our very, 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 very special friend and special guest this evening, Mr. Patrick Burns, on with us the whole second hour. He's going to stay through most of the jokes of the second hour and join in on us on some of the jokes with us tonight. So he's on with us from Haunting Evidence on True TV, which just premiered this week. We are his first show. Well, I suppose we should have done this first. Hang on. Right there.
And now, a shout-out.
Yeah, we are his first show since they re-premiered Season 3. So that's really good.
That's awesome.
So he's on with Spooks or Us and us for his first show.
Since he's going to be
was intriguing. What a shout-out.
Since he's going to be on, you know, during the jokes... You know, for those people out there that heard him last time we had him on, there's no telling what he's going to say.
Yeah, we're kind of looking forward to it too. So, to actually,
remember the Paraspeak word was Angakok.
Yes, I remember that. Oh, he's so funny!
I can't wait.
Yeah, we love Patrick. He's definitely part of our group and our family. We definitely love him a lot. So,
oh my gosh. We were in the newspaper this week.
We were.
That's right. So if anybody wants to see Scotty playing with his rods, they have a picture. His dowsing rods, people. Get out of the gutter.
Exactly. Stay away, guys.
Go to deforesttimes.com. DEFOREST times.com. And you'll see the list of articles for this week's paper. And you'll see a picture of Scotty and then one of our other members. Nice article. not too bad. You know, first in a series of articles featuring us and different purported haunted sites here locally in Wisconsin, in the Madison area. So that's real nice, and I think the writer Christopher Bowling is actually listening.
Hi, Chris. Well, we should probably. I think we need a Chris. Hey, they love you, Chris.
And now, a shout out
to the DeForest Times. So, thank you guys for having us and doing an article on us. We're really happy to have a series of articles done on us and kind of showing how we investigate and kind of showing about the haunted areas in this area. So, it's pretty cool, man.
Well, it shows that you know, you're the better looking one of the two, because they didn't even take my picture.
You know, I tell the truth now. You know, the camera froze and broke, and
you weren't supposed to tell anybody that.
Exactly. So the other thing is we have another one we have to get out. We got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight too. So.
And now a shout out.
All right, we have a new member in our group that came out to the investigation Saturday night. We did this. We did the cemetery again, didn't we?
Yeah, we did the cemetery again, and our reporter lost his keys.
Yeah, poor Chris. He did. He did find his spare ones though, so that's a good thing. So, but he lost his keys that night. But we do have a new member to our group, and why don't you say hi to her? And
her name is Jamie. And we're going to be pairing her off with a whole bunch of our members to kind of show her the ropes, get her used to things, and, you know, learn how we do things. You know, her personality is going to fit in real well with the group. And she brings a great sense of humor to the group, which is always a plus. So, Jamie, welcome. And, you know, we look forward to great things from you.
Resistance is futile.
That's right.
Yeah, we have to have those subliminal messages for all our members.
That was intriguing. What a shutout.
What else we got?
Well, let's see. We were in the paper. We talked about the paper. We did an investigation. Hey, you know, I'm looking for it here, and I don't see it. I was going to play that EVP tonight.
Oh, that we got last time we were at the cemetery?
Yeah. I'm trying to look for it to see where I put it. And maybe we'll play it as the night goes on. I'll try to look for it here on my desktop, trying to find out. We did get a pretty great EVP out there, so I want to make sure if we can find it to play it this evening for everybody. So,
yeah, it was interesting because it was taken from the audio portion of video tape. And you can see me and Scotty, we're sitting there, we're on this rocks, talking about the show. And the camera's rolling, and you hear this. I'm not going to say what it is, but you hear this, and we don't even notice it, which is the really cool thing.
Right, exactly. So I'll look for that as the night goes on, and we'll see what we can do.
If not, we've got next week.
True. We can play it again for everybody. But it's a cool thing. We're going to have it. But I want to get going as the night's going on. We're already way behind Wayne here.
Okay.
We're so far behind already. So
that's okay. It's our show.
It is, and we can make it up as we go. All right. So I want to kind of put this in perspective for everybody out there. This was originally done by Abbott Costello, and Wayne and I did this next sketch that we're going to do here on the Spooks Ross program. We actually did the paranormal version of it. It was originally Who's On First, and Wayne and I, tonight, we did the paranormal version, Who's the Lead Investigator, is debuting it tonight on the Spooks Are Us program. So,
well, Scotty, I hear you want to join my paranormal group.
Look, Wayne, if you are the founder of MRIP, you must know all the members of your team.
I certainly do.
Well, you know I've never met your team, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's on your team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but paranormal investigators are a strange bunch and have really peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names. Pet names. Like Dave, the Para-X Daddy.
Ah, his brother, Tom.
Tommy, the Para-X Wizard.
Oh, any others?
The Witch.
Which Witch?
Marla Brooks. Okay, here's the members of my team. Well, let's see. Who is the lead investigator? What's the EVP specialist? And I don't know the tech guy.
Great. That's what I want to find out.
I say, who is the lead investigator? What's the EVP specialist? And I don't know the tech guy.
Are you the founder?
Yes.
You an investigator too?
Yes.
And you don't know your team's names?
Well, I should.
Then who's your lead investigator?
Yes.
I mean the guy's name.
Who?
The lead investigator.
Who?
The one who goes in first.
Who?
The lead.
Who is the lead investigator?
That's what I'm asking you. Who's the lead investigator?
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Oh. Look, you got a lead investigator.
Certainly.
Who's the lead investigator?
That's right.
When you assign cases every month, who gets the cases?
Every case.
All I'm trying to do is get the guy's name that gets the cases first.
Who?
The guy that gets.
That's it.
Who gets the cases?
He does. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects them.
Whose wife?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the name of the guy who goes into the house first?
No, what's the EVP specialist?
I'm not asking you who's the EVP specialist.
Who's the lead investigator?
One member at a time.
Well, then don't change the team.
I'm not changing nothing around.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you who's the lead investigator.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
What's the lead investigator's name?
No, what's the EVP specialist?
I'm not asking you who's the EVP specialist.
Who's the lead investigator?
I don't know.
He's the tech guy. We're not talking about him.
How did I get to the tech guy?
You mentioned his name.
If I mentioned his name, who did I say was the tech guy?
No, who's the lead investigator?
What's the lead investigator?
No, what's the EVP specialist?
I don't know.
He's the tech guy.
There I go. Back to the tech guy. Would you just stay on the tech guy and don't go off of it?
All right. What do you want to know?
Okay. Who's the tech guy?
Why do you insist on making who the tech guy?
What am I saying is the tech guy?
No. What's the EVP specialist?
You don't want who on the EVP?
Who's the lead investigator?
I don't know. Tech guy. Now, when I go on an investigation, me being a good investigator, I want to follow protocol. So I follow who into the house first.
Now that's the first thing you've said right.
That's all I have to do is follow who?
Yes.
Now who's leading?
Naturally.
Look, if I'm investigating, I must follow someone. Who is it?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I follow the lead naturally.
No, you follow who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I said.
You're not saying it.
I follow the lead naturally.
No, you follow who?
Naturally.
No, you follow who, the lead investigator?
I don't know.
Tech guy.
Okay, I start an investigation, and I follow who, the lead investigator. And he asks what to do the EVPs. Why? I don't know. He's the tech guy, and I don't give a damn.
What?
I said I don't give a damn.
Oh, she's our researcher.
Are us. Join the madness.
Okay, I hope everybody enjoyed Who's the Lead Investigator by Wayne and Scotty on the Spooks Are Us program.
I know I enjoyed doing it with you and listening.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. I'm really happy that we had it, so I'm glad. Hopefully everybody's enjoying the skits tonight. We're going to have a ton of them. We got a lot of fun going on. We're going to go to our first break and come back. We have another skit done by the Three Stooges, and then we'll go, and then, hey, oh, big one. Hey, I got to stop real quick. I got to go. Okay. I got to stop real quick.
And now, a shout out.
We have a new sponsor on the Spooks Are Us program.
Oh, I love this sponsor.
This sponsor is great. Our first paid sponsor. So it'll come up right after the commercial, right after the Alphabet Stooges that we're going to play. It'll be for them. So our new group, we don't want to give it away. We're going to let you listen to their ad coming up right after this. So here we go for the Stooges.
That was intriguing. What a shutout.
And our new sponsor on the Spooks R Us program.
Well, let's give our sponsor an intro when we come back.
Okay, we'll do that.
This is Swinging the Alphabet. It's singing the consonants against the vowels A, E, I, O, U. Consonant we start with is B.
B, A, Bay, B, E, B. B, I, Bicky, Bye, B, O, Bo, Bicky, Bye, Bo, B, U, Boo, Bicky, Bye, Bo, Boo. C, A, Say, C, E, C. C, I, Sicky, Sigh, C, O, So, Sicky, Sigh, So. C, U, Sue, Sicky, Sigh, So, Sue. D A Day, D E D, D I Dicky Die, D O Do, Dicky Die Do, D U Do, Dicky Die Do Do. F A Fay, F E Fee, F I Ficky Fi, F O Fo, Ficky Fi Fo, F U Foo, Ficky Fi Fo Foo. H A Hey, H E He, H I Hicky Hi, H O Ho, Hicky Hi Ho, H U Who, Hicky Hi Ho. K A K, K E K, K I Kiki Kai, K O Ko, Kiki Kai Ko, K U Ku, Kiki Kai Ko Ku. N A Nay, N E Nee, N I Nicky Nye, N O No, Nicky Nye No, N U Nu, Nicky Nye No Nu. R A Ray, R E Ree, R I Ricky Rye, R O Ro, Ricky Rye Ro, R U Ru, Ricky Rye Ro Ru.
All right. Thank you, Stooges, for playing along with us tonight. Once again, this is very similar to a vaudeville show. If you've never seen one before, Wayne and I, the whole night, even though it's our radio show, we're going to do the vaudeville theme. It's skits, it's talking, it's singing, it's dancing.
It's I'm not singing.
telling jokes. We got a ton of those tonight. So we got to, I think I wrote over 250 different jokes for this week, or 300 jokes, something like that, between my wife and myself, and a lot of help. So thanks to everyone for helping us out. But let's talk about our sponsor. Let's get to our break and come back, and we're going to do, we got another skit in the next break along with our news and stuff. So
so we're playing our new sponsor, the first commercial?
No, we're going to play them right now, so, and then we'll go right into the rest of the break. So
okay.
So ladies and gentlemen, the new sponsor on the Spooks R Us program.
Wow, this movie's going to be packed.
Yeah, I hope we can get a decent seat.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is that your ass that reeks again?
I'm sorry.
I thought you had that problem licked.
Well, I did too. I just can't seem to keep my ass clean enough.
I think it's time you called Ass Washers.
I'm Bud Fletcher, founder and client of Ass Washers. With the growing problem of sloppy and half-assed maintenance of the gluteus, there are more than enough ass cleaning companies out there for you to choose from. But which one is right for you? At Ass Washers, we go beyond the baby wipes and damp rags commonly used by other ass washing services. We know not everyone's ass is the same. That's why we have 8 different options to help rectify your specific ass cleaning needs, in addition to our basic 12-point cleaning system that will leave your rear free and clear of common ass rot. And you should be able to find the right aroma for your ass with our selection of over 150 fragrances. Well, I don't know. Aren't personal ass washing services expensive? If you thought high quality ass washing was just for society's elite, think again. With our 8 levels of washing, there's a plan that's right for any budget. Maybe you just need a simple soak and spray. Or maybe you have a large area to excavate. Whatever the case, you can come in for a free estimate. But with my busy schedule, what if I can't make it to Ass Washers? With over 20 locations in the tri-state area, you're never too far to get the cleanliness your ass deserves. And if you still can't find the time to stop in for a visit, we now come to you. When the Ass Washers van pulls up in your driveway, your secret will be out in the neighborhood. Your neighbors will soon be saying,
"Wow, so that's why your ass smells so terrific."
Face the world with confidence in knowing yours is an ass with not just an inviting scent, but with the Ass Washers guarantee. And that is, if you still have skunk or junk in your crack, you get your money back. Boy, you were right. Now my ass is as fresh as a mint on an airplane pillow. How can I thank you?
Well, now you know. Don't get mad. Get Ass Washers. They'll treat you right. Hey, is that mocha almond I smell on you?
Well, I was gonna go with Morning Dew, but I thought this one was more my scent.
Another satisfied customer.
All right, when you hear that music, it's intermission. Go out and get yourself some popcorn. Go to the booth. Go to the bathroom. Spooks R Us. We'll be right back.
Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Don't go away, Scotty and Wayne and Spooks R Us will be right back after these messages.
That's what they're saying.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night? Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic? Have you or any member of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost? If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Spooks R Us, Madison researchers into the paranormal. Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day. Or email us at spooksrus@live.com to meet all your supernatural needs.
Now being imitated, but never duplicated.
You've enjoyed Para X on your computer at work and at home. But today, there's a new way to listen to your favorite shows. Para X has gone mobile. That's right. Para X is now available on the Nokia Internet Radio Network. Now, you can take Para X with you wherever you go. Never miss your favorite shows again. Para X on your cell phone. Tune in today. Nokia Internet Radio is available on all Nokia portable devices with access to the Internet. Your source for everything paranormal. Para X. Now on Nokia.
Voice authorization required.
Welcome back to Spooks R Us on the Para X Radio Network. All paranormal, all the time.
Hi, I'm Scott's mom, and Scotty and Wayne are spooky.
This is Scott's mother-in-law. Scotty and Wayne are kind of spooky.
Hi, this is Evie, Wayne's wife. Scotty and Wayne are spooky.
Come on. Say it. I don't want to. Come on, say it.
No.
Say it.
I call your theme.
Just say it.
Fine. This is Scott's son, Alex, and Scott and Wayne are spooky. Say, are you happy?
No. Hey, I'm Anthony Jonas. What? I'm Scotty's cousin.
And Scotty and Wayne, they're spooky.
If it's sweet or hard, you just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
It's hard to come back from the great music there, Wayne, huh?
Oh, I love it. It's timeless.
It sure is. Welcome back to the Spooks R Us program and Vaudeville Night. So everybody out there,
I hope everybody loved our new sponsor. I know we did.
Yeah, we did. We're very happy to have the sponsor with us. It is great. So, hey, welcome back, everybody. Once again, the phone number to be on the air with the Spooks R Us program, 262-ORBBITT. Once again, the phone number is 262-ORBBITT.
Yeah, we want you to call, tell us your jokes.
Yeah, come on, join the show with us.
Reasonably clean.
Hey, you know that my brother was a lifeguard in the car wash.
Really? That's a strange job.
True, he was.
Well, you know what? I know a man who doesn't pay to have his trash taken out.
No? He doesn't?
You want to know how he gets rid of his trash?
Sure.
He gift wraps it and puts it in an unlocked car.
Hey, you know, if I had to live life all over again, do it overseas.
You know, I once wanted to become an atheist.
You did?
But I gave up. Yeah. They don't have any holidays.
Hey, you know, my wife dresses to kill.
Really?
Yep, she cooks the same way. You know, she's a big-hearted girl. Yeah, with hips to match.
Ooh, that's mean.
I know she's standing right here too, so better watch out what I'm saying.
Well, you know, some people have asked what the secret to a long marriage is.
Yeah, what is the secret to a long marriage, Wayne?
Well, I know for us, we take the time to go to a restaurant two times a week, a little candlelight dinner, some soft music and dancing, She goes Tuesdays, and I go Fridays.
All right. So before we get into the news this evening, we're going to do As the Orb Turns next here first. So
sweet.
First of all, we're going to do one of our Marx Brothers sketches. So let's get into it. It's just a Marx Brothers sketch. So let's go ahead and play that on the Spooks Are Us program.
Now, pay particular attention to this first clause because it's most important. There's the party of the first part, shall be known in this contract as the party of the first part. How do you like that? That's pretty neat, eh?
No, that's no good.
What's the matter with it?
I don't know. Let's hear it again.
So, the party of the first part shall be known in this contract as the party of the first part.
Well, it sounds a little better this time.
Well, it grows on you. Would you like to hear it once more?
Just the first part.
What do you mean? The party of the first part?
No, the first part of the party of the first part.
All right, it says the first part of the party of the first part shall be known in this contract as the first part of the party in the first part shall be known in this contract. Look, why should we quarrel about a thing like this? We'll take it right out, eh?
Yes, it's too long anyhow. Now, what have we got left?
Well, I've got about a foot and a half. Now, what's the matter?
I don't like the second party either.
Well, you should have come to the first party. We didn't get home till about 4 a.m. I was blind for 3 days.
Hey, look, why can't the first party of the second party be the second party of the first party? Then you'll got something.
Well, look, rather than go through all that again, what do you say?
Fine.
Now, I've got something here you're bound to like. You'll be crazy about it.
Nope, I don't like it.
You don't like what?
Whatever it is, I don't like it.
Well, let's don't break up an old friendship over a thing like that. Ready?
Okay, the next part, I don't think you're going to like.
Well, your word's good enough for me. Now then, is my word good enough for you?
I should say not.
Well, I'll take out two more clauses. Now, the party of the eighth part.
Nope, that's no good. Nope.
The party of the ninth part.
Nope, that's no good too. Hey, how is my contract skinnier than yours?
Well, I don't know. You must have been out on a tail last night. But anyhow, we're all set now, aren't we? Now, you just put your name right there, then the deal is legal.
I forgot to tell you, I can't write.
Well, that's all right. There's no ink in the pen anyhow. But listen, it's a contract, isn't it? We've got a contract, no matter how small it is.
Oh, sure, you bet. Hey, wait. What does this say here? This thing here.
It's all right. That's in every contract. That's what they call a sanity clause.
Ha! You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
That was fun.
Oh, God, I love it.
Yeah, the Sanity Clause on the Spooks Are Us program. I'd like to thank the Marx Brothers. Boy, that was great. That was fun to do, too. Wayne and I got a couple more skits yet tonight. We got a ton of stuff.
But first,
we got the wonderful As the Orb Turns, Episode 6. We're going to join our group, ASS and Chips, on their next adventure. Let's get right to it on the Spooks Are Us radio program.
An errant hotel owner, two paranormal investigative groups that once were one. At his mercy, one stormy night that will change all of their lives forever. Can these two groups of former friends find their way through the violent evil that resides at the Sunnyville Hotel? What adventures await them? What secrets will come out? Will amends be made? Will the voodoo priestess JoJo ever achieve the perfect tan? Find out on As the Orb Turns.
Thank you.
faithful listeners, to another episode of As the Orb Turns. Last week found our heroes Chips investigating the Gildas Hotel and the cemetery in the woods behind the hotel. Now let me tell you, they found some pretty spooky things. Torture, grave robbing, and possible murder? Yikes! How would they respond to it all? Will Chips and ASS be able to reach some sort of truce in order to survive the evil that lies in wait at the Gildas Hotel? Well, let's listen and find out. Scene 1. The next morning, Chips and ASS are in a local Sunnyvale biker bar drinking and discussing the matter of what Chips has discovered in the hotel basement and the cemetery.
So you're saying that the Gildas are up to no good? Torturing people and grave robbing?
Don't forget those bags of lime that Bob and Penn found in the basement. Speaking of Penn, where is he? And hey, wait a minute. Juliet's not here either. Oh, I get it.
Jojo. Yeah, we found a pickaxe, shovel, lots of wine.
Yeah, man, they're killing people and burying them.
Well, it appears that way, although I seriously doubt that Mrs. Gilda is involved.
Yeah. I think it's just that Mr. Gilda myself.
Well, why don't we just leave then?
Yeah, man. But wouldn't that be like giving up?
I'm with Bob. I think we need to stick around until we can stop this Mr. Gilda.
I could kick his southern fried butt with my kung fu bosoms.
Yeah, then I can send him to meet his maker with my magic fairy dust.
I bet the aliens are making him do it. What are you all looking at? You don't know what those aliens are capable of.
Well, he sure did put us all out with that bun cake of his. No telling what he's going to do next.
Right. I think we need to get right on this. Get all the weapons and crime scene footage on video. Hide the EVP recorders around the house.
Right. Yeah. Good evidence to give the police.
Hey, guys. Do you see what I see?
Well, all I see is a bunch of bikers drinking whiskey.
I don't see anything, except pretty little stars.
I'd lay off the collagen injections if I were you, Shirley. Same thing happened to me when I was taking all that estrogen years back.
Really? Now?
Definitely. Hey, you think I've achieved the right level of bronze here?
Oh, Jojo, put your pants back on.
Seriously, man. Look at it. Over there. Don't you see it, man?
I bet it's one of them imaginary ghosts he's always seeing. Oof-da. Wait for it, guys. Yeah. I think he's gonna blow. Yatter hey.
Oh, God!
Scene 2 opens in the kitchen at Gilda's Hotel, where Juliet is being bombarded with self-projecting ketchup bottles.
It's sheer pandemonium! Flying ketchup bottles! Help! Oh, the humanity! Oh! Ah! It's in my hair! Oh, it's just like Mama! Someone save me from the ketchup poltergeists!
What the? I'll save you, Juliet. Sod you, ketchup poltergeist. Leave my Juliet alone.
Pen? Pen! Are you okay? Oh, help me! I'm going stark raving bonkers!
What on earth? Oh no, I'll get the baseball bat.
I'm going in, Ma Gilda.
I think I got them all, Pen. Where's Juliet?
I hid her in the clothes dryer for safekeeping.
Good. Hey, Pen. What just happened here? Pen? Pen, honey? What are you doing?
Oh, I have this thing.
Huh? What thing?
Well, you know, this thing.
Oh, honey, aren't you feeling well? Maybe we should get you to a doctor. I'll take you, just as soon as we get little Juliet out of the dryer.
Oh, sod it all. I've spent too many years hiding it. Ma Gilda, I love ketchup.
Well, honey, I like ketchup too. Many, many people all around the world like ketchup.
No, I don't think you understand. I really...
Oh, of course I understand, honey. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Ketchup is the greatest condiment on earth. Why, it goes with just about anything. Oh, and I have this absolutely smashing veggie dip that I make with ketchup and mayonnaise and...
No, you really don't understand. I love ketchup. Oh, ketchup, I love you, baby.
Scene 3 takes us back to the biker bar, where Chips and ASS are currently discussing issues relating to the Gilda's Hotel. But Don has a different plan.
What the hell is your problem, duck boy? Hey, get off my pants! Hey, what's your problem, pervert?
Hey, Butch, let's kick this duck's butt.
Hey there, fellas. Just used to wait a minute. Don't hurt him. He's in a duck psychic trance.
Bruno, what's that?
Some crazy chicken a packing board. Hey, get off of my back, crazy woman. Come on, Butch, get her off of me.
Hey, fellas, how you doing? Why you up here? Hey, what you knocking down for? He ain't never done nobody nothing.
Me? Hey, Bruno, let's get out of here. This is getting weird.
Scene 4 opens in the laundry room at Gilda's Hotel, where Pen is going to retrieve Juliet from the clothes dryer.
Juliet, you alright?
Huh?
Here, let's get you out of here and get you cleaned up.
Ketchup! It's all over me!
Oh, yeah, baby.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Did you just say, oh yeah, baby?
Well, I...
Oh, baby!
It's like the more you give, the more I want.
Damn. Chips cannot be stopped with a child's play, I see. What gives? My darling, precious wife is now in cahoots with Chips, and Chips and ASS appear to be joining forces against me? I will not stand for it. It's time for me to pull out all the stops and put Chips, ASS, and my wife at odds for good.
Well,
folks. I really don't know what to say anymore. The ongoing duck psycho on bikers, ketchup poltergeist, and Penn's secret fetish? At Chips and ASS actually being civil to each other? Well, for the time being at least. Who would have thought? Next week, we'll find Chips and ASS facing head-on the evilness at Gilda's Hotel. What will happen to them? Will Don survive his latest run-in with the anti-duck hatred? Will Juliet survive the catch of poltergeist? Will Miss Gilda officially join forces with Chips and ASS? And has JoJo finally found the perfect bronze glow? Find out next week on As the Orb Turns.
Hi, this is Marla Brooks from Stirring the Cauldron, and I think Scotty and Wayne are spooky.
This is Jamie from Paravision Radio, and Scotty and Wayne are spooky.
Hi, this is Blaine from the Ghost Mafia. Wayne and Scotty are very spooky.
Hello, this is Drifting Crystal, and Scotty and Wayne are so flippin' funny. What? Huh? Oh, yeah. I mean, spooky.
This is Sam McPherson of Bridging the Gap, and you're listening to Spooks Are Us on the Para-X Radio Network. Scotty and Wayne are spooky.
This is Bonnie Vent, the spirit advocate and host of Paranormal News. It's now official. Scotty and Wayne are spooky.
Nice music.
Thanks. We're back. Once again, the As the Orb Turns is always, always, always sponsored by SCI of North Alabama. That's Mandolin's Group, SCI of North Alabama. If you need to contact her through her chat room. She'll be happy to help you with all your paranormal needs in North Alabama. Once again, SCI. Thank you for being a sponsor on the Spooks R Us show.
Yay!
So next, let's get right into it. Our next segment, let's get right into it. This segment of the show is sponsored by... It's always sponsored by the Martinez and Marla Brooks with Stirring the Cauldron. Heard every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Para-X Radio Network. It's always a sponsor of our news program.
This is Spectacular News on the Para-X Radio Network.
All right, I just have a couple stories this week. There's so many I could use. But this is a good week.
Knowing with you, that would be a ton, so
hey, I'm not even going to talk about the stop smoking plan.
Yeah. We'll talk about that another week. You definitely need to do that.
We'll see if the laser treatment works.
Okay, first.
All right. A self-proclaimed Scottish paranormal expert claims that the Newcastle United Football Club, that's soccer here in America, the Newcastle United Football Club is hexed due to the negative aura that is encircling the club.
Wow.
What? Trevor Brown is his name, and he told The Sun that the only way to turn the club around is by shifting towards positive thought. He also stated that curses are all about negative thought, and when you have 50,000 fans thinking the same thing, that is the outcome. It's like a whirlwind of negative energy.
Wow.
Are you frightened?
If you hate something, would you stop? If you hate something so much and you keep thinking it, that negative energy will take over. It is possible that the club is cursed right now, but it will lift once the thought pattern changes.
Stop!
I mean, it couldn't be just because, you know, they're bad players or the coaching is bad.
No, it couldn't
be. They suck, and the fans hate them.
Well, let's see. The Bears must really stink because...
Yeah, but they've got good fans, though.
Yeah, some, I guess.
They still suck.
So yeah, they do.
All right. Next story is for our friends in Alabama. We know we got you listening.
Yeah, and we're sponsored by one from Alabama.
The Emperor has been expecting you.
I can't get through the news if you keep doing that.
Oh, come on.
We're going to go over, and I'm going to read all the rest of the stories.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Dang, man. All right. Another psychic makes a prediction. No, not all psychics are bad. But this one, I think, is kind of cracked. So we're going to see if this one pans out, because we don't have to wait 10 years to see what happens. Australian psychic Blossom Goodchild, love that name, I'm sure that's her birth name. Exactly. Blossom Goodchild claims that through conversations with the spirit of Native American Chief White Cloud, that he has informed her that on October 14th of this year, that a craft of great size shall be visible within your skies. It shall be in the south of your hemisphere, and it shall scan over many of your states. We give to you the name of Alabama. When Goodchild was told that Alabama is not in the southern hemisphere, she and White Cloud issued the following statement. I am aware that Alabama is not in the southern hemisphere. I queried the Federation and was told, in days of old it used to be. What Federation did she query? The Federation of Planets? This is not Star Trek.
Live long and prosper.
Yeah. But, she also says that it will hover there.
You must be able to know that it is in the southern hemisphere.
Thank you, James.
No problem.
She also says that it will hover there for 72 hours. There will be no tours or messages, but feel free to take pictures.
So, in Alabama, you guys, please look out for it in the southern hemisphere.
Wow. If she's right, I will actually issue a public apology. Not for her name, though. But for just ridiculing the prediction.
That is totally, totally crazy, dude. I can't believe it. But, hey, you know, it'd be great, too, you know. The southern hemisphere. That'd be awesome, man.
Alabama used to be in the southern hemisphere, you know? Okay. I don't know what to say about her.
All right, it's time for the Ghost Mother.
Now, Ghost Mother, brought to you by Spooks R Us.
All right, the current lunar info. The solar rays are at normal this evening. The geomagnetic fields are quiet again. The angle of illumination is 94.31814 degrees, and the percent of illumination is only 53.76472%. The illumination number is 1061, and of course, today's Julian day is 24547465755, and the moon is in the waxing crescent phase.
Whew. Well done.
Thank you.
Spooks are us. Join the madness. Now being imitated, but never duplicated.
So that was the news, huh?
Well, that was the news I was allowed to tell.
All right, it's time for your intermission again. Go out and get something, go to the bathroom, come right back. We have another Marx Brothers skit after the commercial break. And then we actually did something bad this weekend, and Wayne and I are going to pay for it. So we'll come back right after these messages on the Spooks R Us radio program.
Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Don't go away, Scotty and Wayne, and Spooks R Us will be right back after these messages.
That's what they're saying.
Spooks R Us, so lively and fresh looking.
the world of the paranormal, the original paranormal variety show, now being imitated but never duplicated. Join Spooks R Us with hosts Scotty and Wayne every Monday night from 9 to 11 Eastern on the Para-X Radio Network. Spooks R Us. Join the madness.
A ghost is a ghost from coast to coast, and nobody talks about ghosts the most unless it's those verbose, the host on the famous Para-X. So ask any ghost and they will boast and give you the answer that you will toast and listen to those awesome folks on the famous Para-X. Most people may think you're crazy if you say you've seen a ghost, but not the people at Para-X. I can beg you to host a show. A ghost is a ghost from coast to coast, and if you like those spooky blokes, then be sure to catch all the shows they host. Hey, you say you've talked to a ghost? Then what are you waiting for? Tune in to Para-X.
Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
Internet Radio.
Hi, my name's Dr. Kieran O'Keefe. I'm the parapsychologist of Most Haunted and otherwise known as Dr. Spooky. Scotty and Wayne are spooky.
Spooks are us on the Para-X Radio Network.
Internet Radio.
This is Real Badger from the Para-X chat room. Scott and Wayne are spooky.
I'm Abe Vaccaro from MRIP, and Scott and Wayne are spooky.
This is Don with NKPI, and Scotty and Wayne are spooky.
Hi, this is Amanda with MRIP, and Scotty and Wayne are spooky.
Voice authorization required.
Hi, I'm Gary from MRIP. I'm not very scary, but Wayne and Scotty are really spooky.
Good evening, this is Scott L. from Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio, and Scotty and Wayne are the spookiest people that I know.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Spooks R Us program.
We're glad that you're all listening.
It's the vaudeville night, and we're so far behind, Wayne. Let's get right into the next Marx Brothers sketch, all right? Here it is, another Marx Brothers sketch on the Para-X Radio Network and the Spooks R Us show. I'd like to buy a car, please.
Okay. What kind of car do you want?
I don't know. What do you recommend?
Well, I'd take a blue car, but only if I weren't going to drive it.
What if you were going to drive it?
In that case, I'd have to wait for a green car.
All right. I'll take a red car, please.
Oh, a red car? That'll cost extra.
How much extra?
$10. But for you, I'll make an exception.
How much for me?
You look like a nice guy, so $20, plus the cost of the paint.
How much is the paint?
$50.
Okay, let's see. That's 50 plus 20 plus 10. What's that come out to?
That's math. Okay, did you want a stereo with that?
Yeah, for the lady.
Okay, I'll give you a stereo for the lady. I'll have to see her first, though.
Hey, wait a minute.
Okay, so the stereo comes out to $200.
Wow, that's a little steep.
Well, if you want it on a hill, I'll give you 10% off.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Okay, I fine you $75. Did you want air conditioning?
Well, I spend my summers in Alaska, so I don't think I'll need it.
Well, in that case, I recommend you get two. That's $60 each, plus the warranty, comes out to $75,000.
What? How can you charge that much for a warranty?
With interest.
I think you better leave it out, then.
Well, taking out air conditioning is a tough job. $500.
I never wanted air conditioning in the first place.
Then you should have stayed in the first place.
This is outrageous. I'm leaving.
That'll cost extra. Where should we send the car?
I don't want the car. This place is screwy.
It's not screwy. It's a dealership. So, let's see, that'll come out to $1 million.
How much for you just to leave me alone?
You couldn't afford it.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh my goodness.
No, that's timeless.
It is. It's a great skit. And they still do that too. You can't believe it.
Don't I know it.
All right, so once again, the format's going to change all night tonight. We're not actually going to do what we normally do at the top of the hour here. We're going to continue, and we have one more thing we want to do, and then we're going to get Patrick Burns on here. Let me pay a couple messages that we need to do to play and pay for what we do here. So here we go.
Opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors. This is a production of the Para X.
All right. Got all the top of the hour stuff out of the way.
Well, so, except for the one.
Yeah. Know,
we're closed caption for the thinking impaired.
Yeah, we are. I just want to tell everybody that we did kind of a...
Come on in here.
Yeah, come on in here, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Wayne and I did something kind of bad this weekend.
We did a bad, bad thing.
Yeah, we did. We went out and we were on an investigation and we saw Chris Moon. And when we saw Chris Moon, we stole his telephone to the dead.
Well, actually, it was a cell phone. You know, it's a prototype. But
yeah, and we borrowed it. We borrowed it, actually.
We'll give it back.
Yeah, we'll give it back. But I want to give it back now and Wayne wants to use it.
Absolutely. I want to test it.
I do not. I do not want anything to do with it. I do not want to talk on the cell phone to the dead. Nope, 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 and nope.
Hey, we've got to test it out in the name of science.
And you want to do it tonight? I'm done. I'm going to go take a break. You call. I'm done.
All righty then. Your loss. All right. Let's see here. I think this button will dial...
Hey, I tell you, who is this? Hey, if this is Chris Moon, I'm going to punch you in the face.
This is Wayne from Spooks R Us. Hey, who is this?
Hey, I tell you, this is Rodney Dangerfield. I tell you, I got no respect. Hey, Wayne, aren't you the guys that... You're Wayne and Scott, and you're spooky.
That's right. That's us. Hey. I'm surprised you've heard of us on the other side there.
Hey, I tell you, you guys are the funniest thing since sliced bread.
Thank you very much. That's high praise coming from a man of your stature.
Hey, I tell you, I looked up your family tree, and I found out that you were the sap. Hey, well, I also found that three dogs were using it. Hey, I know you come from a stupid family. Your father worked for a bank. They caught him stealing pens. I tell you, he gets no respect. Hey, you know, during the Civil War, your great uncle fought for the West. Yeah, I tell you, you get no respect.
Oh, well, Rodney, we've got you on the air tonight.
Yeah, I'm on the air.
That's right.
What station am I on?
Give us a call from the other side. You know, we gave you a call. And, you know, there's a lot of people still miss you here.
Oh, hey, I tell you, I didn't get no respect when I was alive. How am I getting respect when I'm dead?
You're the Van Gogh of the comedy world.
Hey, I tell you, that's great.
All right, so, you know, I've always wondered, you were married for a long time. What can you tell me about your wife?
Hey, I tell you, my wife was such a bad cook. I never knew meatloaf glows in the dark. The other night, my wife said, honey, take out the garbage. I said, you cooked it, you take it out. Hey, I tell you, we got the only dog in the neighborhood who begs for Alka-Seltzer. Hey, I tell you, I left dental floss in the kitchen and the roaches hung themselves. All the flies in the neighborhood chipped in to get the screen door fixed. I tell you, she was such a bad cook.
Couldn't have been that bad.
Yeah, I tell you. You know, we had three kids. One of each. Yeah, I had a son in college. He's majoring effing up. Yeah, I tell you. Hey, I tell you, he was a mean kid too. He put crazy glue in my preparation H. One year for Christmas, I bought him a BB gun. He bought me a T-shirt with a bullseye on the back.
Well, Rodney, you know, what can you tell me about your parents?
Oh, I tell you, when I was young, I tell you, when I was born, the doctor slapped my mother. Hey, I was so ugly, my mother used to feed me with a slingshot.
Hey, oh, come you
know,
on.
Hey, no, we were so poor that Christmas time, we had to wait for Grandpa to sneeze.
Oh, it couldn't have been that bad.
Yeah, I tell you, it was bad. I tell you, it was so bad.
Well, what else can you tell me about your parents?
Well, yeah, I could tell you. I could tell you I lived in a bad neighborhood. One day I asked a police officer, hey, how far is it to the corner? He goes, I don't know. No one has ever made it yet.
Well, you know, I'd like to hear about your philosophies on women. What can you tell our listeners about women?
Well, I could tell you about my old girlfriend. I tell you, she was so fat that her bathtub had stretch marks. Yeah, I tell you, that her belly button makes an echo. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, I tell you, she was so fat she had her own postal code. Hey, she wore across your thighs bra. Hey, I tell you. Hey, I tell you, on the back of her dress, she had a sign that said, caution, wide load. Hey, I tell you, she was so fat that when guys had sex with her, they had to ask for directions.
Oh, well, Rodney, you mentioned to your child, you alluded to your childhood. What can you tell us more about that? That must be fascinating.
Yeah, I tell you, when I was born, the doctor said to my father, I'm sorry, I did everything we could, but he still pulled through. Hey, you know, my mother had morning sickness after I was born. Hey, my mother never breastfed me. She kept saying she just liked me as a friend. Hey, when I played in the sandbox, the cat kept covering me up. Now, I tell you, my parents hated me. They gave me bath toys. They were a toaster and a radio. Some dog I got, too. We called him Egypt, because in every room he leaves a pyramid.
Oh, Rodney. Yeah, you haven't lost a thing, my man.
Yeah, I tell you. What a dog. I got lost. Last night I went to the paper 4 times, 3 while I was reading it. Yeah, I tell you, I get no respect. No respect at all. I got to get going. Hey, God's calling me.
Well, we respect you and love you, Rodney. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, I tell you, tell Scotty he's the spookiest. So Wayne and Scott, they're spooky on the Parax Radio Network. I tell you, I got no respect.
Thank you.
So what the heck did I miss?
We got Rodney Dangerfield.
Come on, no way.
Yeah, way, man. It was hilarious.
You got Rodney Dangerfield on the line, and I wasn't here. He was one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah, I'm keeping it. I'm keeping the phone, man.
Okay, Chris, we got your phone if you want it back.
Tough shit. Excuse me.
Yep, it's there. You can't get it.
That's the first time I've done that.
Yes, it is. Okay, guys, this is that wonderful time. Let's have some fun. Let's bring our special guest on for the second hour, Mr. Patrick Burns of Haunting Evidence from True TV. Let me see if I can get him on the phone.
Spookomatic phone.
The Spookomatic. Here we go.
The haunted, a chat with paranormal people, and not your usual suspects.
All right, we're on the Spookomatic phone trying to get Mr. Patrick Burns from True TV. The first interview done since the debut of season 3, so I'm pretty excited. Oh, is he sleeping?
Hello.
Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Scotty.
How are you? It's Scotty and Wayne on the Spooks Are Us program.
How's it going, Ryan?
Oh, we're having a blast this evening. It's vaudeville night here on the Spooks Are Us program, and we did Who's the Lead Investigator from Abbott and Costello, like Who's on First? We've done a couple of Marx Brothers skits.
First base.
And, you know, did you hear Wayne and I stole the Chris Moon cell phone to the dead? And
we actually got Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, I got off the line here for a second, and Wayne actually got a hold of Rodney Dangerfield. I was surprised. So,
dude, I remember when we worked at Six Flags, and you would sit up there in the booth at the control, and yeah, you'd open up that mic and you'd do it. Gee, I don't get no respect. Keep your hands inside the cars the whole time. My God.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing. No, nothing at all.
He's still at the controls.
Yeah, right, exactly. Only thing that's changed, at least in my respect, is there's a few more gray hairs there.
Exactly.
I am as immature as ever. I promise you that.
Oh, God.
Well, excellent. Yeah. Welcome to the 40 Club.
Yeah, there you go. There's a saying, one of my favorite sayings is, immaturity keeps me young.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm older than you and look younger.
It's all
because I'm immature.
Oh, good. Then I'm not barking up the wrong tree.
No. Yeah, we actually gave you a shout for your birthday last week, belatedly on air.
And I sang happy birthday. I sang happy birthday to you on the air, so you can listen to that podcast.
Very kind of you.
So, yeah, we asked Scotty not to sing again. So the new episode, the new season started of Haunting Evidence.
Absolutely, it's been a long time coming, man. It's been by my watch about a year.
Yeah,
the show was on. We last year for season two we premiered in mid June. We had, I believe, 13 episodes. That was, over the span of 13 weeks, the show aired, and then they reran all the episodes once, and that was it. Pretty much, by my estimate, I think that was about October or so that we should have run our course, and it's been close to a year. Of course, Court TV was renamed True TV. And, some changes went on there, so it was questionable about what they were going to do with the show. And, traditionally we have premiered in June for the first two seasons, so I guess that may be added on to it as well. We're used to having our Haunting Evidence fix in June, and they changed it up this year because they wanted to premiere the show in October. So a few more months there of waiting, but... Overall, I'm very happy, very pleased with the outcome of the episode, how it looks, and judging from the feedback that I'm getting from people, everybody else is really liking it, too.
No, we loved it.
Yeah, it was great. You had a marathon all day, this weekend and before it came on, so that was awesome. Got to see some of the old cases.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. It is questionable. Whether or not we're coming back, the network has refused thus far to commit. They saying that they wanted to see how the numbers fared in the ratings. So to your listeners out there that are, that are fans of the show and want to see it continue on and recognize the important work that we're doing, contact True TV.
Yeah, please
do. Let them know that this is a show that you want to see more of, and, they do listen to their viewers. If we get enough people to write in, maybe that'll erase any lingering doubt in their mind.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I know one way that you can increase the likelihood that they'll pick you guys up again. They've got a lot of those new shows on True TV, all the lifeguards and stuff like that. Get the three of you running around in Speedos. You're good to go. You're good to go?
I'm afraid that would scare... people off. I'm just not a, me and the Speedo is just not a pretty sight, man.
I understand.
It's not like you look like Homer Simpson, okay?
Don't.
Also, I want to give a plug. You were selling something on eBay, which I wish we had the money for.
I've been getting emails like that for the past 2 days. Oh my God, I can't believe you're selling this. Wish I had the money.
Go ahead and plug it, brother.
Yeah, plug your eBay, man. Right. Go for it.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, I am selling on eBay right now. I have an auction going on for what most paranormal investigators would consider to be the holy grail of equipment. I have a thermal imaging camera, a Raytheon thermal imaging camera up for sale that I obtained about 5 years ago off of eBay. Like so many of us, like our nation has I've fallen on hard times here. I'm going through a bit of a rough spot, and to help pay the bills, I'm liquidating some assets, and this is one of the ones that is going. That I'm putting up for auction, and I think the last time I checked, the high bid on it was only like $820. So, if anybody's interested, man, go to my MySpace page, myspace.com/ghostgeek, and then my very last blog entry talks about it, and then has a picture of the camera in there, and then there's also a hyperlink to the eBay auction page itself. So. I hate to part with it. I hate to let it go, but I am, financially strapped here in some ways, and just need to make ends meet. So, that's what it is. That's why it is online. So,
well, we certainly understand.
Yeah, have there been anybody's interested? Best of luck to you.
So, we're getting a lot of applause from you on from the chat room. So, everybody out there is pretty happy that you're on the show, and so are we. So, if you want to come on the air with Patrick Burns or myself or Wayne, phone number again is area code 262-ORB-BITT, 262-ORB-BITT, ORB BIT. So, come on the air with us. Ask Patrick any questions. Just dial into that phone number. We'll be happy to put you on the Spooks R Us radio program. Whew.
So what new projects do you have, are you working on? You still have Ghost Stock that you do.
Absolutely, yeah. Ghost Stock is my annual, it used to be biannual. We used to do it twice a year. This year, however, we're only doing it the one time. It's our conference that we've traditionally always held it in Savannah, Georgia, which is... according to the American Institute of Parapsychology, Savannah is supposed to be the most haunted city in America. Of course, every haunted city claims that it's the most haunted. Not sure how you would substantiate that, but...
take a survey.
Yeah, right.
Do a census. Spook census.
And everybody's going to vote for their hometown.
Exactly. Or
favorite vacation destination, so... we're changing things up a little bit for the next one, which we're planning tentatively for sometime this spring. And we are looking to host this one not in Savannah. We're moving out of Savannah for a little while. We're going to take it on the road, and the destination that we're gearing up for, that we've got our fingers crossed, is Salem, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Cool. That's exactly the response that everyone gives when I tell them about this. And Salem has sort of been overlooked. The whole Northeast, New England area, has really been overlooked by a lot of paranormal conferences. And of course, there's so many ghost stories in the Boston area and all along the New England coast. I'm not sure why the paranormal hasn't been as prominent up there, especially since that's Taps, that's Jason and Grant's
neck of the woods
turf. That's their neck of the woods.
Hey, by the way,
if it happens up there, should we come armed or in case there's a turf war or something?
just bring your proton back pack and all will be well.
All right, you're up.
My wife and I are really wherever you have it, we're planning on coming.
Fantastic.
Oh, I have to go with your wife, too.
It was actually her idea.
I have to go with your wife, too?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
If you're not good, I'll bring the baby, too.
Ooh, no.
Oh.
I'll be my permanent babysitter.
Ouch. By the way, your bid is up to $898 already today, so.
Woohoo!
Bonnie Vent in the chat room just brought it out for everyone. And put a link in there for everybody so they can get to the camera.
Thank you very much, Bonnie. So, thank you so much.
Bonnie's pointing that out. So,
it's great news.
Yeah, we'll both be out there. We'll both be out there. Just letting us know the weekend.
Yeah, Scotty, you better be there.
Man. Oh, you know I'm coming. I'm coming for sure. Yeah. Just give me enough time in advance so I can take my vacation.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, I am doing some college lectures in that area later this month, and I've never been to Savannah. So that's the thing is I'm I'm tentatively talking about doing this here, but in Savannah, but I've never actually been there. So I'm going to do a little bit of sightseeing. I've got a day of availability after my lecture date. I've got the following day off, so I'm planning to just kind of hang out up there and get shown around by a couple of friends of mine, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great destination, and certainly with the number of inquiries and the way people's faces are lighting up when I mention Salem, certainly it looks like this is going to be a very, very well-attended event. So
I have to agree. I mean, Salem is awesome. We went to the Witch Museum when I was out there. I love Boston and the area. The only thing about Boston is that I was at a three-way stop and had six cars coming at me. So I don't know how they drive out there. They drive crazy. But I tell you, it's fun out there. There's a lot of history out there, and I would love to investigate out there. So you know I'll be there.
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for the heads up on the driving.
You got to watch it. It's weird.
flying in to do this lecture, I'm going to have to, I'll be on my toes now so that I don't get squashed.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that was the worst thing I remember. I remember driving in Boston and in Salem in that area. But Salem is a really cool town. It's a smaller town. It is just wonderful. The history is there. You could see how America, when it started, it's just awesome. You're going to love it, dude. And when you're and when you get done, make sure you call me and let me know how you thought, because I think it's totally sweet out there. So, yeah, when you told me that you were thinking about Salem, I was like, yeah, that's a great place.
Yeah, that's the reaction that I've gotten. Almost without exception, people's eyes light up or they get all excited in email about Salem being our destination. So looks like we will have a well-attended event come this spring if everything is in order. So
cool. Very cool. Well, keep us in touch, and we'll promote it here on the Spooks R Us program. As also, we'll promote your show. Wayne and I talked about the show. If you have anything from Haunting Evidence that you want us to promote, we'll definitely air it on our show every week. Just give us the material.
Sure.
We'll be happy to help promote your show, man.
I appreciate it.
So let's talk some ghosts. You know,
all right.
Last time you were on the show, we talked about us at Six Flags most of the night.
Right.
So if everyone hasn't heard the story, yes. Patrick and I did work together when we were younger, much younger. At Six Flags in
21 years ago by my watch.
Yeah, it is, dude. God, that makes us old, man.
1987.
Yep.
My senior year of high school.
That was totally great. We had so much fun. That was my junior year of college, and we had a great time together, watching Ghostbusters and talking ghosts, and that's what we're gonna.
You were corrupting this poor young man, weren't you?
Yes, he was.
Yes,
see, I know how it is.
Yes, I corrupted him.
Yeah. It's really funny. You know, Scotty, didn't they do, like, yearbooks for the employees every year?
Yes, we did.
I don't know. I can't remember if I left. I got fired, by the way, from the position. I was only there for about half the summer. I can't remember if I was there and I posed for like a group picture,
you do
at the ride or not?
You did, and I actually have it somewhere, and I know I have it.
I gotta see it. I gotta see it.
Oh, I'll find it because it's around somewhere. In all the moves that I have, I've lost the pictures. I'll find it though, and we'll put it up on MySpace so everybody can see.
Yeah, you'll find it eventually, and you'll use it as blackmail material against me. I'm sure.
Of course, you know me well.
What a friend for, right?
Exactly. So, go ahead, Wayne.
So you're still doing investigations and stuff in spite of the lectures and the show.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. It's been very difficult for me to get out and conduct investigations this past summer. I had been on the road since about the middle of April when we concluded filming the final episode of season 4, which was in mid-April. I was on the road at different lectures, different conferences, almost every weekend. I think there were, between mid-April and mid-July, I think there were exactly 3 weekends that I was home during that time frame. So it's just been insanity. My travel schedule for the past, half a year has just been, you know, going and doing all these lectures. So I really didn't have as much time to, dedicate towards conducting investigations as I would have liked to have. Also my group Ghost Hounds, we had an issue with our web server back in June. And I actually ended up taking the site offline for about 3 months because I just didn't have the time to address to get it back on online. I administer the site exclusively myself, and I just didn't really have the time or the resources at my disposal to concentrate on fixing the server. So I kind of let us, you know, I had we'll be back soon message on the page if anybody went to ghosthounds.com. Finally got back online, I believe end of August, beginning of September, so about a month or so ago. And we're back to square one, man. You know, it's like we never missed a beat. You know, the subscribers have turned back out in full force to our website, and it's going great for us. But I'm looking forward to, the lecture circuit starting to dwindle down a bit after the end of October. After October 31st, it's going to kind of settle down for me quite a bit. And I'm looking forward to getting back out there and conducting more investigations.
Well, good. It's got to take a toll on you physically to be on the road all the time.
Yeah, you know, yes and no. I mean, I think what's taking a toll on me more than anything these days is the beer. the consumption of frosty malt beverages is probably more responsible for my shortness of energy, my lack of energy. But I love traveling. I really do. Don't get me wrong. Even though I've really racked up the frequent flyer miles this past year, make no mistake about it. I love traveling, getting to see other locations, getting to meet new people. I really do. I get a huge kick out of attending these paranormal conferences because I go not only as a featured presenter, I'm always also there to learn and to network with people and get new ideas and get heads up on various locations to consider going to investigate. That's really what it's always been about for me. It's never been about the money. It's never been a popularity contest for me. I've done conferences where there have been as few as 10 people, and then I've done conferences where there's been 1,000 people, 1,000 people. It makes no difference to me. If 10 people want to hear me speak, I want to speak for 10 people. You know, I'm very passionate about what I do, as I think Scotty will attest, and yep. It's great. I'm not going to refuse attending any conference simply because they're not, you know, it's a smaller event. Well, and in many ways, I love the smaller events. I love the intimacy of doing a smaller conference. And perfect example was the Prism Expo, Scotty.
Yes,
that we
exactly.
Did this past June. I would guesstimate, according to Lisa, I think they had about 80 or so paid registrations. So right. When you factor in the guests and their entourage and everything, there's probably about 100 people at the Prism Expo, which is a nice number. It really is. It gave everybody a chance to kind of, you know, schmingle with one another and get to know one another versus, you know, constantly just hurting people through like it is at some of the larger events.
You know,
so.
and that's the greatest thing. I mean, and the fact that we all got to investigate together in the evening, it is so much better when you have a smaller group to investigate with.
Definitely.
You know, Wayne and I just came back from Avicon. I know they're out listening to our show tonight, so I want to give the big shout-out to everybody from the Avicon conference. We only had 20 people paid attendance, and it was great.
It was one of the greatest conferences I went to because it was so intimate. We got to sit and talk. Yeah. We got to sit and talk. And I definitely want to bring you up next year for it. It's going to be on a different weekend, so it's not the same weekend as Mid-South. And I want you to bring you up because I want you to investigate this place we investigated. It was St. Patrick's Church, and they had the school, they had the dormitory, they had the gym, they had, it was all attached. The orphanage was, everything was in this one complex, and we had full reign of the complex that night. And boy, did we have some great stuff happen to us.
That's great. That's fantastic. I've always contended that, Scotty, the smaller groups for investigations yield better results. And not only that, but you really have to be careful in a larger group to know what's truly evidence worthy and what was contaminated just by the sheer number of people that were there.
Right. Yeah, we were able to break out in groups of four, and one had five. One didn't go. So I mean, it was really great. And then inside the church, we actually had a cold spot follow us around the church. Where I was in the back corner, I was using my dowsing rods. I was able to see the cold spot in the back, so we measured it. We were able to get it between a 5 and 10 degrees. Everywhere I moved around that church, it followed us. I even went into the center of the church, so I'm away from all the windows and all the vents, and everything else in this church, because it hasn't been an active church since 77. But
right.
I went in the middle, and sure enough, I was able to get the same cold spot. And what was even weirder was the cold spot was underneath my vest. So it was really cool, and we were able to measure the temperature change and movement across the church with us. And so, I mean, it was so great. The people were so wonderful. We were able to go out to dinner together and just sit and talk. I mean, that's the type of conferences I love.
Right. That was very cool. In the pun, you were chasing the cold spot around the church, and it was cold, and I'm sorry, my lame attempt at that ghost hunter humor there. Very cool. Cool like a cold spot, dude. Oh, that's totally going to be my tagline from now on. Cool like a cold spot.
Cool like a cold spot, baby.
You're cool a cold spot, baby.
Even super skeptic me actually was able to feel it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Wayne, it's uncanny, man.
It's been a while since I had an experience, so
you to tell the other experience too you had. You said you saw something. You got to tell it. And Wayne doesn't see much.
Oh, I didn't get to mention this last week.
Yeah.
After that naughty group broke my laptop and went through your equipment.
Yes.
I was so upset, and I'm trying to find Scotty. I'm going through this place is massive, and so I'm going all over the place trying to find him.
And I went down in
the basement.
And I'm holding a dowsing session with the other two groups inside the auditorium, inside the theater. So I'm way on the other side of the whole complex from where Wayne is.
Right.
And so I went down in the basement, and, I had my blue LED flashlight, because it's dark, it's a basement. Nowhere Missouri in the middle of the night. So I'm looking for Scotty, and I'm moving kind of quick just because I'm pretty mad. And something white actually just ran past me. And it was about 5 feet tall. It was just really quick, like a half a second.
And Wayne is the major skeptic. For him to say that on the air is incredible.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
So it was a great, great place. And it looks like we'll be able to have a conference there next year also, so this naughty group didn't ruin it for everybody.
Which is good, and like I said, I will tell you the weekend, and we'll definitely have you come up with us. Because they're not going to grow it large. I mean, I said that we're going to get a few people from Parax to come out, and a few of our other friends, and help them grow it a little bit, but we don't want to get it big. We just want to do it like we did this year with it. It was so great. It was so much fun.
And it was educational.
Yeah.
And I think far too many conventions, you don't really get that degree of education that a lot of people need.
Oh, I would have to agree.
So, I mean, I'm all for rubbing shoulders and all, but, you got to learn something. There's too many people that are isolated in their little groups. They don't want to go ahead and share information techniques or anything like that for whatever reason. So it's great. The only bad thing was it was on the same weekend that you were in Louisville.
Right. Yeah. The Louisville, the Mid-South Paranormal Conference, which I committed to Keith Age, my friend Keith Age, a year ago to do. So
she's our organizer, Belinda, the organizer for it. She's going to. She's made sure that it's not on the same weekend that Mid-South happens next year.
Hey, by the way, there's someone in the chat room right now that says, Scotty, have my baby. That's their name.
No, it says, Scotty, don't
now,
have my baby.
Now they just changed it to Scotty, you
Scotty,
don't.
Scotty, will you have my baby?
I will, Patrick. I'd be so privileged.
Oh. All right, thanks for the spooky visual there, guys. But no, I mean, I love getting you on the show because, you know, we can just sit around and BS and tell jokes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're a serious investigator, and most people just know you from TV. But you're so much more than that. Is that enough brown nosing?
Yeah, I think so.
Keep going. We can never have enough brownie points racked up there. I'm kidding, of course. No, thank you very much, Wayne. That's very, very kind of you. I've always contended to people, yes, I'm very, very proud of the show, of the amazing opportunity that was presented to me. This just doesn't happen to everyone, and the fact that it happened for me was just, it was uncanny, it was unbelievable, because I never got into this field with the intent of being famous or being on television. It was to, find answers for myself, and, I never thought that this would come about, and every step of the way I was like, okay, they called me, they want me to fly to New York City to do a test shoot. I'm never going to get the call back. 3 weeks later, I get the call to go to New York City. Then the test shoot we commenced, and I thought I completely blew it. I thought I completely messed up. I was nervous. Thought I blew my chance that way. And a little bit longer span of time, but about a few weeks later after that, they had said, they liked everybody in the cast, at least the three of you, John, Carla, and Patrick. And, all right, they're going to green light us for 2 pilot episodes. And then we did the 2 pilots, and I thought, they're never going to, they're probably not, it's probably going to come back. It's not what they're looking for. And the 2 pilot episodes aired, and the rest, as they say, is history. We're now in our 3rd season. And even now, I keep wondering, are they going to cancel the show with the new network branding? Anything is possible. And I have certainly enjoyed immensely the opportunity that Haunting Evidence has opened up for me.
But see, to me, Patrick, the thing is with your show, it is not the same old ghost hunting shows that everyone's putting out there. So I don't know why they don't want to keep it, because it's great. I mean, it's good investigation. You get actually to do real investigations. By the way, you have the same headphones as I do, those Sony ones.
Yeah, right.
I was watching the show going, hey, Patrick's got the same headphones.
Yep. No, you stole mine. That's what it was.
Yeah, dang
I'm
it.
I'm kidding, actually.
I've been
missing a pair of headphones ever since I saw you at Prism.
Yeah. I'm taking notes.
Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah, are you missing your underwear, too? Because I got those.
actually, I think I am missing a pair of headphones from that weekend. Damn you, Scotty. Damn you.
I wear them every day.
Oh, yeah, I keep telling him to get them off his head.
Therapy. Oh, my gosh. All right, in other news.
It's vaudeville night. Come on, man. It's vaudeville night. We got to go for it.
It's too funny. So, I never got into this field to be on TV, and it just sort of happened that way. And I know full well, the show will eventually run its course. It's possible it already has, it's possible the show will not be brought back for a 4th season. And that's completely fine with me. I am totally content with that. I have had the most amazing experience working on this show, and it's opened up a lot of opportunities and a lot of doors for me. But the fact of the matter is, when the TV gig ends, I'm still going to be doing this. I mean, I'm still going to be out there doing investigations and trying to host conferences and, of course, doing speaking engagements. But, you know, I'm not going away just because I'm not on TV anymore, or I may not be on TV anymore.
That's wonderful.
And, yeah, I'm too passionate about it. I respect the field too much for that, so...
Well, see, that's why you're such a great person as far a personality within the field, is because your intentions were pure when you went in. They're still pure. You're still humble. And you know, I hate to say this because I'm going to start bashing some people, but I'm not going to say their names. But, you know, people over the past few years have gotten in just so they can get famous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I must say I resent that. I do resent that, you know, people are hopping on the paranormal bandwagon because it's on TV, and you know what's going to happen when the bubble bursts and no longer the, you know, paranormal programming is no longer the hot thing on these television networks, as the opportunities start to dry up for other people, there's going to be a lot of people that just completely turn their backs and they walk away.
And I'm just hoping there's bargains on equipment.
Yeah, right. But there's going to be a backlash. You're going to see, you know, who's still standing is going to be the best barometer, the best gauge of who is truly passionate about this field and who was just here because they thought it could make them famous. And, you know, that's an important thing, guys, that I would like to address.
Okay.
You know, people refer to me as Patrick Burns, you know, a celebrity Patrick Burns, this, Patrick's famous because Patrick's on TV. People get this, they get the wrong idea about the exposure that being on a show such as Haunting Evidence brings. Yes, I do get recognized in public occasionally. The last time it happened was about 2 months ago. So it's not like, you know, people are going to be pounding down your door and you know, coming up to the mall and asking you for your autograph. That happens, but it's rare for me. I would say on average, when the show is actually on the air, when the show is actually airing, I probably get recognized in public maybe, you know, once or twice a month. I'll be either in an airport, or I'll be in a restaurant, or I'll be in the grocery store shopping, and somebody will be like, "You look an awful lot like somebody that's on this show, blah, blah, blah." And of course, I sit there and I chat it up with people for a little bit. But the exposure, the recognition, I think a lot of people that are in it for that, what they're hoping for is, you know, for this to stroke their egos and become this huge popularity thing. I think a lot of people will eat crow and you know, come to the realization. If you talk to other paranormal quote-unquote celebrities, they will tell you similar stories as well. Well, maybe there's two exceptions in this rule. Jason and Grant, of course, are very, very recognized. I've been with them in public, and you know, people come up to them constantly.
Right.
They're the true celebrities in the paranormal field, and you know, I'm sure that the kids from Paranormal State probably get recognized quite a bit as well. But you know, it's certainly not the recognition from people outside of the paranormal community that everybody thinks it is. And then it also boils down to the money. Everybody gets this impression: oh, Patrick's on television. Patrick must be wealthy. Yes, this is why Patrick is selling his thermal imaging camera on eBay. You know, it's not just because the thing is gathering dust downstairs. It's also because there's bills to pay. And, you know, I only get paid when the show is in production. And like I said, we wrapped filming the last episode out of our series three initial order. Completed that back in April, so... May, June, July, August, September, October. Yeah, it's been 6 months since I've seen a paycheck from the network. You know, it's not steady work. The money is, and the amount of money that I get paid from the show, I think would surprise a lot of people. I think they would, a lot of people might even be shocked to see what amount I actually make. It's not as much as I'm sure a lot of people think it is. So.
Oh, they never did. And, you know, after I met you, I went to work in the television industry myself, but behind the scenes. And when I told people what I made and why, and they asked me, oh, you know, you got on television, you were on the, you know, in Green Bay, I was on TV and stuff. And when I told them what I made, people were like, oh, no way, you can make more than that. No, we don't. It's not, there's only the few at the top that get paid big bucks. The ones.
Of course.
And it's that way.
And Katie Couric.
Yeah.
You know,
David Letterman.
Dan Rather.
Those guys.
Yeah, David Letterman.
Those guys get. But everybody else is not making that much, you know, and that's why they keep trying to do multiple shows. That's why you see the comedians out there who do shows are also touring, because that's where they make the money. It's just crazy. You know, and we talked about this last week. We had this, we have this new segment on here, and actually, I'm going to play this here.
Ow.
I know, it's kind of terrible.
The emergency broadcast
this
system.
This is a test of the asshat alert system. If this were actually an asshat alert, you would have been notified of an asshat and what they have done to become an asshat and what precautions you should take to avoid these asshats. Spooks R Us is a proud sponsor of the asshat alert system. Remember that this is only a test.
See? Now, that speaks exactly...
What? You're playing that during my segment, Scotty.
No.
We were giving you the actual warning.
Yeah, there's a warning
you
that.
Want to tell me here?
No, that's a warning that goes with it. But no, I played that because it's a point towards your point. The reason is there are so many people out in this field that we're coming against that are asshats, man. And hopefully they're not around when the bubble bursts, because I know I'm going to be here, you're going to be here, Wayne's going to be here. There's a lot of us out here that are still going to be here doing this, and it's because it's our life passion. I mean, you and I talked about it 21 years ago, and 21 years later, we're still talking about it. 21 years from now, we're still going to be talking about it. We're still going to be doing it. And these people out there who think they're going to get famous, who think they're going to make the big bucks, they're not that good. They're not that great of investigators. I hope they do go away.
They will. They'll get bored with it. Right now, the paranormal is the hot ticket on television. And thanks to Ghost Hunters and the Taps guys, they've really, you know, opened the door of opportunity to a lot of other programs to come out, and now we have a plethora of, you know, paranormal type shows. So eventually the lay people, the public, the viewing public will, I think, just they'll grow tired of the paranormal. Oh my God, they got another cold spot. Whoopie-doo, you know?
It goes back to people's original motivations as to why they got into it.
Right. Absolutely.
So I guess they didn't get enough love as a child or something, and they think they're going to be famous. And...
I think I was dropped on my head one too many times. So.
Oh, that explains it. Okay, I'm just kidding with it. But
it's still vaudeville night, guys. We're getting so serious on vaudeville night.
Well, you want me to tell you about my ex-wife then?
Yeah, why don't you tell me about your ex-wife?
You know, she's been married so many times, she has rice marks on her face.
Wow. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, my goodness.
That was from Patrick, by the way. So.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of clowns out there. And, you know, it annoys me to no end.
Well, like I said, you know, I fully expected it. You know, I knew that this was going to happen. And, you know, now we've got these new groups. There are new groups springing up all the time. But they're what I refer to as seasonal thrill seekers. When this is no longer the cool thing, it's no longer the attention-getting tool that others, have sought after, they'll kind of go away. They'll slowly just tell just what they're...
But
I call them tourists.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Paranormal tourists.
Seasonal thrill seekers, and we see so many more of them around Halloween, but you know, the groups come and go. And you know, like I said, the real test will be who's still standing when all the paranormal television shows have been canceled. Look 2 years into the future after that point, see who's still around after the fallout of it being on television, being a hot item on television. And those will be the true dedicated investigators that are really passionate about this.
Amen, brother.
You got it, baby.
So when are you going to come up to Wisconsin, investigate with us, and drink some of my beer?
I'll gladly drink your fantastic, a Brewmeister.
You don't know how many times I've offered him to come on up. So when he can, he will come on up.
Yeah, I will. I will, guys. I do plan to come up at some point. We're talking about bringing the boys up north for because my parents still live in Wisconsin. They live in the St. Germain area, which is way up there by the UP.
But you got to go
Eagle
through
River,
us.
Minocqua, that area by, you know, Land O'Lakes. And we're talking about bringing my sons up there for Christmas, but that's kind of iffy right now. I'm not sure if we're going to do that. And of course, it wouldn't be on my dime that I'd be doing that. I'd have the family with me as well. So,
right, of course,
probably not going to be able to go run off for a night or two and go play with the boys as much as I'd love to. I don't think that would go over too well.
Well, we'll come to Minocqua and we'll slam eggnog with you guys.
There you go. We could do that, right?
Yeah, after the winter we had last year, I'm not sure Evie's going to let me go to Minocqua.
Oh, I love Minocqua. It's a good town. I love it. It's fun up there.
They have a great popcorn store there.
I like Minocqua.
Yeah. We went camping up there a few years ago. It was nice. I think it was Clear Lake we went to. And that was real nice.
Yeah,
so really I enjoyed it
up there. I used to DJ up there. I used to DJ in a bar. It's an old bar/restaurant called the Thirsty Whale, and it's been around there for probably for over 100 years now at this point, I believe. It's actually built out over the lake on pilings, so you know the lake water runs underneath the building, something they would never... The DNR would never let anybody do in this
anymore.
Day and age.
Yeah, exactly.
They're kind of grandfathered in, but the owners told me, yeah, if this place burns down, that's it. They won't even let us rebuild. They're going to reclaim the land. They're going to condemn the land and reclaim it as for the natural resources, which probably isn't a bad idea. But you know, the restaurant, the building itself is a landmark, and I had some of my very first paranormal experiences with ghosts there. I had talked to the staff. Like I said, I DJ'd there for about a year and a half, and the staff that was there would tell me ghost stories, and in fact even the owner's daughter told me stories. And I had several experiences in the place myself that I couldn't explain, that were just mind-bending and mind-blowing. And yeah, so if you ever make it back up into Wisconsin, go check out the Thirsty Whale. It's got some very interesting activity associated with it. And the food is great, too. So.
Good plug.
I'm a big fan of food. If you saw my picture, you'd understand. I have a face and body for radio. So, yeah, it's true. That's why Scotty's the one that gets his picture taken for newspaper articles.
Yeah, and I'm that skinny either, so for God's sakes.
Compared to me.
Oh, it's true. It's true. It's very true.
Hey, Patrick, I always wanted to ask you, what was the funniest thing you ever had happen on an investigation?
The funniest thing that ever happened? It wasn't funny to me at the time, but we were at a we did an investigation at Anthony's Restaurant in Atlanta. This is a very upscale restaurant in the Buckhead district of downtown Atlanta. And the interesting thing about it, the restaurant actually has its own infamy. We were there getting the debriefing from one of their head waiters one night when we were getting ready to conduct an investigation, and he said, you know, you will probably recognize the name Anthony's if I recite this to you. And he clears his throat and he goes, we're in world-famous Anthony's restaurant where we've secretly replaced their coffee with cold Folgers crystals. That was Anthony's restaurant. And everybody on my team goes, oh, okay. And, you know, it was kind of funny. We've done several investigations there, and one of the last ones we did, I think about a year or so ago, the head waiter, he made a pot of coffee for us coming in, and he took me in the back to show me where the coffee maker was and how to get cups out, and I said, you guys still serving Folgers crystals? he kind of looked at me, he's like, no. We did an investigation there with CNN. CNN did a soundbite on us. Well, I guess it was October of 2003, so about 5 years ago. And very good bit, but you know, it was a photojournalist. He was there by himself for about maybe 2 hours or so. Got all the footage he needed, observing us in action. And then he left, I guess, around 12:30, 1 o'clock. And meanwhile, we continued our investigation. I was upstairs where lights were turning on and off on their own. So I'm watching the light show upstairs. And one of the team that was downstairs on the ground floor came up and said, Patrick, you've got to come check this out. I go down there. What's going on? They said, the woman's bathroom, go in there, and you'll hear in one of the stalls, it sounds like something is flicking the toilet paper roll, and it's spinning.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, you got to be shitting me. They're like, no, go in there. Everybody down here has experienced it. So I go in. They've got a video camera positioned towards the stalls in the ladies' room. And I sit down on a chair, you know, casually. This has all been documented. I sit down on a chair across from the stalls, and I just sat there and waited. And I didn't have to wait very long. I want to say it was maybe 5 to 10 seconds before all of a sudden I hear, and I get up. You know in the cartoons when, like, somebody gets scared and they run through a wall and there's the outline of them on the wall. I'm pretty sure that had I gone through the wall, I would have left an outline like that with me running off into the distance. Scared the bejesus out of me. You know, I did the dude run. I joke with Brian Harnois from Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunters International. Yo, dude, run.
Yeah, dude,
and
run. Help, yeah.
Dude, I was dude run before you were. I get you beat by about 2 years, man. I go running out of the bathroom. Jeez, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I uttered a couple of expletives. And then I go back in. That was the good part, was I didn't, you know, I faced my fear. I went back in, and I'm, like, visibly shaken. And on the video camera, you can see where I'm finally, after about 10 minutes or so, I'm finally relieved that episode is over. But, that was probably the funniest thing that I can remember out of memory that's happened on an investigation. So.
Well, okay. Well, I appreciate that. The funny, you know, I haven't had anything that funny happen. Scott thought of some things that have happened to me as funny, but...
Yeah, like right. It falling down and breaking 3 ribs was very funny. You know, you were on our second show, and now we're already at 16.
Well, can I'm you sorry, be, say again?
I said you were on our second show, and now we're on our 16th show already.
Wow.
Yeah.
How the time flies, man. That's great. Congratulations.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy. They haven't kicked us off yet.
They actually gave us they gave us another hour since back then. So
they're trying to talk us into more.
Yeah, they want us to do one more. I'm like, no.
The beauty is, you know, you're never with broadcasting on the internet. Anybody can do it.
Well,
you
thanks.
Know, you can move to. There are so many services out there that, you know. I didn't mean it in a derogatory sense. Yeah, anybody can do it. Look at you guys; you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
In the terms of should your affiliate cancel you at some point? There's nothing to say. You guys can't go and launch your own server with your own streaming server on there.
Correct.
There are no walls on the internet. It's really really very interesting, and it's a exciting time to be around and with these amazing mass media instances where people have been basically limited from getting on the airwaves for so many years. You either had to own your own radio station, which unless you're a multi-millionaire is not a likelihood,
right?
Or B, you get picked up as an air personality by a radio station, but then you're always living in fear. I just wanted to give her a shout out and say hi. Our good friend Scotty's and mine, Lisa J. Smith, is talking about how the network has been forced to cut their shows by an hour, and so there's always this uncertainty and this fear that's around you when you're working in radio, because nothing is forever, and especially not in radio.
And we really want to thank the Parax Radio Network for having us on, Tom and Dave. They really do support all of us, and the ability for us to sit down and talk paranormal with each other in a smaller environment like we were talking about, those smaller conventions, because I think this is where the paranormal field is going to continue to flourish, is in this type of format, not in the huge format that...
Right.
That everybody thinks.
Right.
Well, I like that we really don't have the strictures on us. No restrictions.
Restrictions. I thought you said restrictions.
That's what I was getting at. When you work in terrestrial radio, you are always at the mercy of the station manager, the station owner. And that can be very difficult, especially if they have a beef with you. To begin with,
that would take all of about 10 minutes for me.
Hey, Patrick, do you want a reading?
Do I want a reading?
Yeah, we just got one from a psychic from the show that's on before us, is the Lights Out radio show. She's on before us. Her name is Robin. She just got a vision while we're talking on the air, and she says right here, she says, waving, tell Patrick he's going to have another offer in another country. She thinks somewhere like New Zealand or Australia. She goes, there's sheep, LOL. But she got a vision for you, so hopefully that comes true. So,
well, that would be fantastic. I've always wanted to go to New Zealand and Australia. So
remember, you need a good investigator to go with you.
Yeah, cool. You got it. You got to get first dibs.
Yes.
You guys can ride my coattails. For all it's worth, man.
Fantastic.
Sweet, we're on. I'm jumping on, baby.
That's what I want to do.
What?
Oh, are you a scuba diver, Wayne?
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yep, fat people scuba dive too.
Well, I am, I'm a certified scuba diver as well. I have been since 2001. That was another childhood dream of mine come true, was when I got my C card. Fortunately, I live in a state that's not landlocked, but where I am, I'm several hours away from the coast. So I don't get to don the tanks more than, once every year or so. In fact, I think at this point now, it's been about 2.5 years since I've been diving. It's driving me nuts. The waiting to do something with it. Because I miss it so much. I was talking with somebody at the Mid-South Paranormal Conference last weekend, now, 2 weekends ago.
Yep.
And this individual is a diver as well. And I said, you know what I've been thinking about doing? I've been thinking about doing a group dive trip to some location where we basically rent out a liveaboard boat, get a group of people together, The stipulations will be, number one, you have to have your C card to participate. Number two, you have to be an established paranormal investigator.
Sweet. I'm not
so
coming.
To make it like...
I'm going to sit at the bar. I said, I'm going to sit at the bar and wait for you guys, because this guy doesn't dive.
The bar is on the boat, dude.
All right, then I'll drive the boat. Can I drive the boat? Please.
I'm a good Scotty, boat just driver. Go get your damn C card.
I know.
Or, you know, we might even relax that a little bit. We might go to locations where, you know, we'll try to concentrate on locations where it's shallow enough to go snorkeling.
All right.
Even if you're not a scuba diver, at least you can participate. But that's going to be the the premise of it. And I'd like to try and tie in a cruise maybe to some place that's a well-known haunted location, and factor in at least one night where we can all go ashore and do some investigating. So I'd like to do something like that. 2009, it might be a little late for me to plan something. Even a year out, I might have to shoot for like 2010 for that. But paranormal
Sign
divers
me up.
Trip, yeah, wouldn't that be a blast?
That would be great.
Yeah, I could probably learn how to scuba dive between now and then.
Absolutely, yeah.
Scotty, I've got. There's a good school in Madison.
I know that's one. My, you know, Alex. I mean, Patrick. You know, Alex, my son. He's certified. He'd come with us.
Oh, geez. He's certified, and you're not.
No, I'm not. And so he learned it from my aunt. My aunt gave him, and my brother-in-law is. And so right. I mean, a lot of people in our family are, but I'm not. Terry is.
I was going to say, I thought your wife Terry is a diver.
Yep, yeah, she is. She is. So, I mean, they all are. Okay. I am not. So I guess I got to get over that fear.
Yeah, you do need to get over that fear. It's not that bad, man. It really isn't. Once you get past the anxiety of being in the water, then it's smooth sailing from there.
Yeah, that's... I
Scotty,
guess,
I'll give you a hint. Get certified in waters up here.
Yeah, I guess...
Where you have more limited visibility, because then, once you can dive here on a regular basis, you can go in the Gulf, or you can go, you know, someplace where you have... Or the Caribbean. Someplace where you have those gin-clear waters.
Sweet.
And you're better than people who do it once a year.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I know. That's the one thing, because I know when Alex did Lake Monona... in Mendota here in Madison, it was very cloudy, but he found a lot of cool stuff at the bottom, you know, some old glass bottles and stuff. So, I mean, even here is really cool. And then
I know exactly where he was then.
Did you? Yeah.
Yep.
So, it was cool. I mean, he really likes it. Terry really likes it. My fear is just the fact that I can't get out quick enough, you know, if I don't have the air. I guess that's my fear.
Well, that's an understandable fear. One of the things that they teach you to do is... you know, abort your dive, possibly. When you do your open water certification,
mm-hmm.
you're only certified to dive in 100 feet of water or less.
Okay.
Actually, open water is only 60 feet. It's advanced open water.
You are right. Yeah. So you're only going to be in 60 feet of water to begin with, Scotty.
Okay.
And I'll tell you this, that's not an unwarranted fear. I will not do cave diving. I will not do cavern diving. I will not do penetration dives of shipwrecks. I mean, first off, you have to be special certified to do those types of dives, but I'm not interested in them because of that fact. I need to be able to see the surface. It's an anxiety that I have myself.
Okay.
You know, if things go wrong, if things go bad, and I need to abort that dive, I want to be able to just drop my weight belts and shoot straight to the surface.
Oh.
I don't want to, I don't want to be panicking and trying to get out through the entrance of a wreck or a cave as my air supply is gradually dwindling away. Of course, you always dive with a buddy, and you'll share their air in those circumstances. But still, I feel a whole lot more at ease and comfortable where I am able to have visual confirmation that the surface is right there. Regardless, so
we sure had a we have a question from Bonnie in the chat room. She goes, "Do you think the ships underwater are still haunted?"
Haha, Bonnie, that's a very, very interesting question that you bring up, and that was actually something that was posed to me. I did an event in Hickory, North Carolina, this past weekend, called Haunted Hickory, And one of the questions from the audience, we had a roundtable discussion with all the featured guests, and somebody asked in the audience, they said, what's the one location that you would investigate if you could, if you had a dream location to investigate, where is it and why? And I said, wow, I'm a huge fan of the Titanic, the whole mystique of that. And I've always contended, wouldn't it be cool to like seal some instruments in sealed containers, pressurized containers, and drop them off on the ship, on the bow of the ship, and leave them down there gathering data, recording data for a couple of days, and then go back and retrieve them. That would be something that would be very interesting. I've often contended that, is the wreck of the Titanic still haunted underwater? I think it's entirely possible that it is, just because it's submerged. The reason we don't have any hard data on that is because most shipwrecks are, number one, they're very difficult to get to. Very expensive to get to. The Titanic, of course, is very expensive. I think a trip to the Titanic wreck in a Russian submersible will set you back to the tune of about $65,000. Unless I find a wealthy beneficiary or a benefactor, I'm not going to, I'm probably not going to be doing the Titanic anytime soon.
I could sell my underwear on eBay.
What's that?
I could sell my underwear on eBay. I don't think that's going to get $65,000. Yeah.
No, you're going to have to pay people.
Yeah, right.
Dang it.
Then there are other problems underwater. Obviously, lots of aquatic life floats around in the water, so you're gonna pretty much have to dismiss any photographic evidence that you take underwater, simply because, is that a ghost or is it a jellyfish?
Right.
How would you decipher the two, between the two? You might have a difficult time doing that.
And how would you get an EVP? And how would you get an EVP out of there? That could be a whale.
Exactly. Well, there's another problem, sounds underwater, the water tends to amplify them. And sound travels great distances underwater with very little loss. So, you'd have to be careful in that respect. But I guess if you did it, put it down there at the right time of night, and you're looking for voices and dismissing the sounds of other aquatic life underwater, you might be able to get some interesting results. Like I said, best by knowledge, it's not been done yet, but I'm pretty much interested in trying to accomplish that. On that very same note, I live here, I live in Gainesville, Georgia. My residence right now is actually on an old 1966 houseboat, is where I'm living in Georgia.
You're living the dream, dude.
Yeah, I really am. That's where I am tonight. I'm sitting aboard the boat chatting with you guys.
Sweet! I'm coming down, baby.
Yeah, the boat that I'm on, or the lake that I am on, is one of several reservoirs here that were artificially created by the Army Corps of Engineers back in the early, the mid-1900s. And this particular lake, as are all of these lakes up here, basically what they do is they just dam up a river to create the reservoir. Right. You put a dam in place, you dam the water up, and the floodplain will fill. And suddenly you've got an artificial or a man-made lake. In doing that, there were a number in these lakes, there are a number of towns that were not, they were not moved. The buildings were basically just left there. In some instances, there are still vehicles down there. As the lake slowly started to fill up, people just left as their homes were condemned. They eventually went away with the slowly rising water. And those buildings, those structures are still down there. From what I understand, there's still a couple of cemeteries in one of the lakes up here.
Wow.
they didn't move the graves because they couldn't locate the next of kin. So I may be able to actually experiment with this a little bit and go no further than my the front bow of my boat here. Yeah, I need to factor in. You know, I need to pinpoint the exact locations on a GPS. Get a plot survey as to where these buildings, where these structures were, or where these towns were, and then I guess the next step there is to fashion a waterproof housing of some type that can withstand the pressure of being dropped down to an extreme depth like that. I'm not sure. I'm sure it's a couple hundred feet deep. Or at least 100 feet deep in some of these instances where these old towns are. So cool. I'll pinpoint where they are, and then basically, I guess what I would do is just drop this enclosure, this watertight enclosure with a recording device in it, drop it down there, and let it soak for an hour or two, bring it back up, and see if anything actually recorded.
That's awesome. I'm
not allowed to dive any of the lakes up here, by the way. I made that pact with my wife a couple of years ago when I got my sea card, because there have been some pretty ugly diving accidents here on some of these lakes, because the water is very, very dark, very murky, and people just get out there and they do stupid things. So she just has this paranoia that something is going to happen to me if I go diving one of the reservoir lakes here in Georgia. So I've even though I live on a houseboat now, it's not possible for me to ever go diving from it. Kind of sucks, but
we could do the type of things. We need to get to our. I know it's getting late here, and we will definitely have some jokes for you tonight in our next segment written around you. So we definitely want you to join us into the next segment. So let's get in there, then we'll say goodbye, and man, we could talk forever, and of course you'll come back anytime you want, you know that.
I appreciate it.
Let's get to the next segment, and let's get back into some vaudeville action, let's have some fun, and then we can get you out here and you can get on with your night on your boat. So here we go into the next segment.
Ladies and gentlemen, now for something a little different. A blend of stand-up and improv comedy, keeping the paranormal world light.
All right, back to vaudeville night for us all. All right, everyone. Hey, tonight we have a top 13 and we have a top 10 tonight to play. So let's get into the top 13.
And now, Spooktober's top 13.
All right, the first one we're going to do the top 10, rejected haunting evidence show titles. So what they were going to name, this is what they were going to name haunting evidence before they picked haunting evidence. So here it goes. Number 10, Girls Gone Dead.
My number 9 rejected title. Psychic Goose Chase.
Number 8, Two Guys, a Girl, and an Unsolved Case.
Alright.
Kind of like the pizza place.
You see why that one was thrown out?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Alright, this one's for the female fans. Yeah, this is for the female fans. The number 7 rejected title, 60 Minutes of Hot Patrick Action.
Oh.
Hey, number 6, Project Runaway. Oh, wait, that was the rejected title for Ghost Hunters.
Oh.
Hey, actually, you, because you beat Brian 2 years before, so.
Right, yeah.
So it could be you, too.
All right. Number 5 rejected. Now, this one's in honor of Patrick turning 40. The New Adventures of Old Patrick.
All right, how about the Frady Bunch? Oh, wait, that was the that was the rejected title for Most Haunted, sorry.
CS Die.
Yep, instead of CSI.
It's number 3.
CS Die. Okay.
And how about the I Love Patrick show?
Aw.
And the number 1 rejected title for Haunting Evidence, Survivor.
Okay, I think that title's already taken. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they wanted to name it that. So it was funny though. Yeah, imagine you're surviving. All right, so here's another one for you and me. This goes back to our old days. These are the 13 worst roller coasters.
Okay.
Here's the top 13 worst roller coasters out there. Okay, here we go. Number 13, the Depenzinator.
Oh, they got the canned laughter going and everything. Yeah,
exactly, we got everything.
Yeah, I wish you could stop it.
It's vaudeville night.
The number 12 worst roller coaster is the Made in Taiwan Space Shuttle.
Number 11 worst roller coasters, Dr. Kevorkian's Wild Head Towards the Light ride.
All right. Number 10 worst roller coaster name, Wild Bill's Intern Spinner Career Slide. I wanted to say Slick Willie, but
yeah, you could say Slick Willie. It is all the same. The number 9th worst roller coaster, It's a Small World of Leprosy.
All right. Okay. Number 8. Personal Liability Waiver Lawyer Coaster.
How about the number 7th one? Your 401k's Value Ride. That's a bad coaster.
Yeah.
All right, here's one of my personal favorites. The Oprah Waitatron.
How about the number 5 worst roller coaster? The Hello Kitty Strawberry Shortcake Care Bears Barbie Coaster.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad.
All right. The number 4 worst roller coaster name? The Puke of Hurl.
Puke.
The puke. That one's the best one so far. I like that one.
Puke, 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 puke of Hurl. Puke.
Puke of Hurl. That's great.
And how about the number 3 worst roller coaster? Get aboard, ye scabs! The roller coaster built by non-union carpenters.
All right. The number 2 worst roller coaster name? The Crooked Safety Inspector's Crazy Kickback Coaster. It's haunted.
Yeah. And the number 1... The number 1 worst roller coaster name, Haunting Evidence, Patrick Burns Your Ass.
Oh, jeez.
That would be a terrible ride. That would be fun, though.
I can see why those were rejected, yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Those are painful. Although, I did like Puke of Hurl. That's good.
Did you like Puke of Hurl?
Yeah.
Hey, so Patrick. Do you know why a pessimist blood type? Do you know what a pessimist blood type is?
No.
It's always B negative.
Good.
Oh man.
Well, the Energizer Bunny. Blah, blah, blah. I did this last. Bunny was arrested.
Yeah, he was.
Yep, he was charged with battery.
Hey, how about Dijon Vu, the same mustard as before?
Uh-huh.
It's pun night on the Spook Shows program.
It's very punny. It is very punny.
We're going to have to go to the punitentiary.
Oh.
That's up for me.
How many jokes do you got for me?
All right. Yeah, whatever. I'm not admitting to any of them tonight.
Okay, good.
My wife really likes to make pottery, but to me, it's just kiln time.
Hey, you know, I fired my masseuse today. She just rubbed me the wrong way.
Oh. Well, you should always, you should, everybody should practice safe eating.
Yeah?
Always use condiments.
Oh, my goodness. Look at the time here.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and jump out of sequence here.
All right, dude.
Okay. I got a question for you, Patrick. If electricity comes from electrons, does that mean that morality comes from morons?
You know, it. I've wondered that myself. Yeah. And two wrongs don't make a right, but three rights make a left.
There you go.
Ooh.
Think about it. It took the audience a while to get it, too. Okay.
All right, dude. Well, hey, we thank you for being on our show and joining us for
Got another one here for you really quickly.
Sure.
If God is love and love is blind, is Stevie Wonder God?
I would say yes, because I love his music, especially Sir Duke.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely.
Very nice.
Very.
That was good.
Very nice. Hey, let's make sure we give everybody your websites and your MySpace and where they can pick up your pictures, because you got the most awesome photographs I've ever seen. IR work. Make sure you guys pick it up and get them out there. And I'm sure if you tell them that you heard it on the Spooks R Us program, that they can get it signed from you.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
So if you buy it through us and tell him you got it through the Spooks R Us, he'll sign it for you and send it to you. So
you got it. My photography website is patrick-burns.net, and you can see all my works of photography there. My MySpace is myspace.com/ghostgeek. That's it.
That's it. That's great. So get a hold of Patrick out there for those. And once again, please, guys, go out there and send some notes out to True TV. Tell them that you love the show and you want Haunting Evidence on again. Let's see if we can get his show back on the air. And like I said, if you have commercials, send them to me, man, and I'll play them on the air for your guys' show. I want to do whatever I can do to help you out with my brother.
Oh, I appreciate it, Scotty.
So we're definitely glad to have you. Glad to have you part of our group and having fun here tonight. And we definitely thank you for your time this evening being with us on the Spooks R Us program.
My pleasure.
Okay, buddy. Have a great night.
Take care.
Have a good night.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. That was the end of the good
thing. You're going to die.
Hey, I tell you, this is Rodney Dangerfield. I get no respect. And Scotty and Wayne, they're spooky.
All right. We're getting to the end of the night here, Wayne.
Yep, it was bound to happen.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we're not done. We want to thank everybody for being with us tonight. We're definitely going to go back through to the chat room and tell everybody what a great night we had. Thanks for playing along with us tonight. I don't want to end with this song. I really don't.
We need some polka, dude.
I know. We need a polka. There, now I feel like I'm at home. All right. I want to thank everybody for being out there tonight on Vaudeville Night on the Spooks R Us program. I'd like to thank Manda, one of our great sponsors out there. We'd like to thank Sammy. Good luck on your new show, Sammy. Marla is our sponsor, Stirring the Cauldron, every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Make sure you listen to Bonnie Vent. Thanks for the news, Bonnie. Henry's out there. Jigs was out there. Lane and the Ghost Mafia, thanks for being out there with us. Mark from Voices Carry, thank you. Ginny.
Nacho.
Grande. And we had Bobcat out there. Thanks for being out there. CPO is out there. Nyla was out there. Toledo Joe. Robin was out there. Towcat was out there. Woodley Love. Over the Hill Guy. Spooky Wayne. And then Lisa was out there. Sean was out there. Ladine was out there. Oh my God. We had so many people out there. I love it.
It was huge.
Had a great and I'm going to definitely give out to Patrick Burns for being with us. Hey, you know, Wayne, I went to a shotgun wedding.
Really?
Yeah, it was a kiss of wife and or death.
Well, you know, when God sneezed, I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Hey, you know, the biggest thing is when they banned the bras, that was a big flop.
Oh. Well, when I read about the evils of drinking, I gave up reading.
Hey, you know, a successful diet is a triumph of mind over platter.
Nice. Well, you know, when I was playing golf today,
yeah.
I hit two good balls. I stepped on a rake.
Hey, you know when two egotists meet? It's an eye for an eye.
Nice.
All right, thank you guys. What a great night. We had so much fun. We're going to get back to kind of a regular format again. We'll be doing a theme night. The next theme night comes up around, I think it's going to be around election night, so stay tuned for that.
Lots of fodder there for a show.
Yeah, it's going to be great, so we're going to love it. But thanks, you guys, for being out there. We love you guys very much. Once again, this is Scotty. And we'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Spooks are us, a lively and fresh look at the world of the paranormal. The original paranormal variety show, now being imitated, but never duplicated. Join Spooks Are Us with hosts Scotty and Wayne every Monday night from 9 to 11 Eastern on the Para-X Radio Network. Spooks Are Us. Join the madness.
On the Para-X Radio Network, all paranormal, all the time.
You've enjoyed Para-X on your computer at work and at home. But today, there's a new way to listen to your favorite shows. Para-X has gone mobile. That's right. Para-X is now available on the Nokia Internet Radio Network. Now, you can take Para-X with you wherever you go. Never miss your favorite shows again. Para-X on your cell phone. Tune in today. Nokia Internet Radio is available on all Nokia portable devices with access to the Internet. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. Now on Nokia.
This has been a production of the Para-X Radio Network.